Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we are going to talk a little related to, I guess, backyard because we want to talk about agriculture. Is there a farm in your backyard? Well, you wouldn't have to go very far if you live anywhere in this area. You have a farm not very far away from you. Well, Ag Week, National Ag Week, is March 17th to the 23rd. And as I recall, it always comes close or the week of St. Patrick's Day. And perhaps you celebrated St. Patrick's Day yesterday in some way. And Ag Day this year is on March 19th. That would be tomorrow. So what happens during those days? Well, the Agriculture Council of America tries to raise the awareness we have of farms and farmers. It's a day to recognize and celebrate the abundance provided by agriculture. Every year, producers, agriculture associations, corporations, universities, government agencies, and others join across America to recognize the contributions of agriculture. And often there are special information, celebrations in classrooms trying to get students to know more about agriculture. And even though we live in a rural area, there are many young people who really don't know much about how a plant grows, where it comes from, where their food comes from, and how they get it. So Ag Week, Ag Day is a good time to help students and the rest of us just kind of get back to those roots, so to speak, because many of us came from those farms. Ag Day is about recognizing the contribution of agriculture in our everyday lives. And of course, we think of food first, but agriculture does provide a number of other products as sort of side benefits to the food. So fiber, of course, from the cotton producers, other kinds of side products. It also is a way to try to value the essential role of agriculture in maintaining a strong economy. And over the past years, when the economy just went really wrong in a lot of places, at least it went down slower in the areas where there was farming going on, because it didn't change quite as rapidly. Not to say that it couldn't be improved, but it at least kind of kept that strong base. It also is a way to appreciate the role of agriculture in providing safe, abundant, and affordable products. And because our agriculture has been supported by government in many ways, our food is very affordable. When we go to the grocery store, we're thinking, that bill keeps going higher and higher. But compared to other countries, we spend much smaller portion of our income on food than other countries. And also, when you go to the grocery store, you kind of subtract out all of the non-food items, you may find that maybe half of the products you buy there, pay for, are not actually food items. So sometimes we need to kind of take another look at what our food bill actually is. So why should we celebrate agriculture? Well, we need to, again, as I said earlier, we need to help people understand what all agriculture contributes to us in many, many ways. And also, we probably need to help students understand that there may be a future for them in agriculture. In the area of smaller farms, sometimes vegetable, fruit, specialty farms, many of those farmers are now coming from urban areas and finding that they want to connect with growing and the soil. So that's a whole nother group of people who may not have grown up on a farm who would really like to be a farmer. So what do you think of when you hear the word farmer? What's your picture? What do you think of in your mind? It used to be the man standing out in his field in his bib overalls. Well, it may still be for some people, but if that's what it is, it certainly is not the true picture now, because farmers have had to move forward in terms of the kinds of information they have, the way they use that information. And so a farmer may be seated behind his computer. And if it's not in his office computer, it may be behind the computer in his piece of equipment. running all of that technology. And, you know, we have had complaints, we have concerns, and rightly so, about how technology is applied in agriculture, the GMOs, the pesticides, on and on. But we do need to remember that technology can also and is also helping to move forward without using some of those products that we've used in the past. Also, pinpointing areas in fields that need fertilizer versus those that don't need fertilizer, or those that need perhaps irrigation or maybe a different crop planted, so that the technology helps to narrow the use or pinpoint the use of specific products and specific tilling, which can save money, can be safer. So this technology, we can't just say technology, oh, we don't want to use any of that in farming. We need to look at how it can help in the long run to make good food available to many people. Also, in thinking about the farmer, we do need to think about those smaller farmers that have become more popular, who grow locally vegetables, fruit, so on. I find it interesting that the logo for this year's National Ag Day and Ag Week actually looks like an apple. It has kind of the world imprinted on it, but it's in the shape of an apple. So when we think of what we get from farms, we need to think broadly, and it's a wide variety of foods, not just corn and soybeans, very important products in Iowa. And looking more specifically at Iowa, Iowa leads the nation in the production of corn, soybeans, and pork, second in the nation in egg production, and close behind that in cattle and dairy products. 92% of Iowa's land is devoted to agriculture. And in that fact, Iowa leads the nation in the percentage of land used for agriculture. But there's more land out there in terms of smaller plots and better use. There's still land available in Iowa to be devoted to agriculture. About 6.4%, doesn't sound like a big percent, but this is the percent of U.S. agriculture exports that come from Iowa. Of all of the exports that go outside the United States, over 6% comes from Iowa. Well, you wouldn't have known it last year, but Iowa's average rainfall is 30.1 inches per year. Let's hope we get close to that this year. The number of Iowa farms is steadily declining. That's, I think, not a surprise to anyone. They probably are larger, but the actual number is declining. We've mentioned the five most agricultural products is corn, soybeans, cattle, hogs, and dairy products. But on some of those specialty farms, they may be specialty areas of larger farms, or they may be smaller farms, mostly locally owned. There are products such as herbs, honey, goats, emus, ostriches, rabbits, flowers, fish, and apples and strawberries, and the list goes on and on. This figure is a bit old, but in 1999, Iowa produced 3.9 million pounds of honey. So for the most part, because we're in a rural area, we can produce lots of honey. Let's keep the bees healthy so we can continue to do that, not only for the honey's sake, but for all of our agricultural products. Few other facts about Iowa. Iowa pork producers raise 28% of all the U.S. pork. 1 acre. You hear people talk about acres. How big is an acre? Well, lots of folks could visualize this. It's about the size of a football field without the end zones. So think about what you see either on TV or you go out and see a game live. The size of a football field without its end zones is 1 acre. Iowa has at least 11,000 different soils that make up some of the richest, most productive land in the world. Can you name any soil types? Well, the one that we should know about in western Iowa, or at least be able to say, are the Luss soils, because we hear about the Luss Hills. That's a type of soil. And there are maps that have been made of all the counties in Iowa, probably other states, that show where each of those kinds of soils are on a particular property, which helps the farmers, growers to make decisions about how to use that land in the best way. Iowa produces the second most wind energy in the nation, helping to generate enough electricity to power several hundred thousand homes each year. Most of those homes are not in Iowa, but at least it's producing the energy. Iowa's agricultural products from all sources were worth $20 billion, and that figure is an old figure, so I know it's way higher than that now. 90% of all Iowa cropland is farmed using some sort of conservation practice. And conservation methods have reduced wind and water erosion on American cropland by more than a third, even in the last 20 years, as yields have quadrupled. So conservation methods are very important, and it's a way that the farmers help take care of the soil, take care of the environment. Iowa's climate is ideal for growing crops most years. Hot summers help plants grow, and cold winters help the soil replenish itself. So, last thought. Your body needs protein for nearly everything it does, and much of those proteins we have to eat rather than our bodies producing them. And much of that comes from meat, eggs, and milk, but it also may come in the form of vegetarian product in the soy products. So this week, Agriculture Week, tomorrow Agriculture Day, just appreciate a farmer.